Hey, Dave Weiner here. It's what a day. It's really interesting what's going on. I just wrote a kind of long tweet storm or thread. We don't call tweet storms anymore, do we? And I mean, one idea just built on another and it just kept going. And these were all things that were very much sort of at the surface. So I wanted to try to go through some of those right now in a little podcast. So it began with this idea that there's this turnout math. And you hear about it. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about the horse race. I mean, I guess at this moment, the horse race actually is something worth paying attention to. Normally, I say I don't want to deal with this because it's premature or none of this. Yeah, well, we're at the point where it matters. And so you hear pleas from analysts and consultants and political scientists saying that before you rush to try to get moderates in, you know, the suburban voters and the moderate Republicans and independents and so forth, think about what you can do instead to stimulate the minorities and the young. And I don't know, they don't generally say this, but I think that what they're really saying is that go to Bernie and you'll get all these people. You may not get the other people, but you'll get all these other people, you know, the young and the minorities, people of color. And something about that didn't feel right. And I'll tell you what it is it that just assumes that your goal is to get people to the polls to vote for you. And that's all they say that it's meant to do. They don't say it's meant to do anything else. And the problem is it comes at the expense of what we really need to be doing here is to have the country see itself as a whole, not as warring factions. We've been manipulated. You know, it's not any specific policy. It's not even that we're ignoring climate change or have no ability to deal with the, you know, the virus. And I mean, we don't have a government right now, basically. But and whatever our government is, it's very hostile to the function that government is supposed to. So it's like kind of a negative government, actually. And it thrives on keeping us at war with each other, and we've known this. It's been discussed that this is the actual higher level problem, that you don't get to even approach the other problems until you deal with this one. And so as benevolent as it sounds to say, well, we're going to win the election by going with people of color and young people, what it really is saying at the higher, more important level is we're giving up on the idea of bringing us together. Sounds, you know, funky. It sounds like, you know, an idealistic thing. No, because it's not. It's necessary. What we need to do is see ourselves as Americans first, and we aren't there now. We've been invaded by. We've got the Republicans doing Russian talking points. So, you know, we don't see ourselves as a whole country anymore. Anybody that tolerates that, they're not really, they're not Americans, not in my mind. I mean, this is sort of an interesting question that might come up in a debate, which is, what is an American? Well, I think I'm an old-fashioned guy when it comes to that. I think America is a country. It has borders. It has interests. It does good. It tries not to do bad. You know, I was raised to believe this is a really great country. And anyway, so yeah, turnout math doesn't really interest me. We have to win, that's true. Then we have to win big. So you know what? It can't be either or, it has to be both. And people have the ability, this is a bright thing that came out of the last few days, you know, South Carolina and then Super Tuesday, is that there is an independent streak here where the people aren't being herded and being told what to do and manipulated. They're making their own fucking decision. I mean, it's true. Jim Clyburn did. There was a great thing on the Daily Podcast. I listened to it yesterday. It's not part of the normal thread. They do these special things. They went to South Carolina, and I listened to this out of sequence. South Carolina had already happened. This was done before South Carolina. And they interviewed black leaders in South Carolina about supporting people who support Biden, people who support Bernie, and people who supported Steyer. Black people. And we know how it turned out. When this thing was presented, we didn't know how it was going to turn out. Now we do know. And what happened was, I mean, they say great things about Joe Biden, and I think they're stretching the truth, actually. I don't think Joe Biden is a great man. I think Joe Biden is a very plain, ordinary man. But then I think it's kind of appropriate that that is who he is, because that keeps the spotlight on us. And that's what's important. That's what matters. It's mattered forever, and we've had the means to influence our government in much more effective ways, I would say, since 2009, when Obama was inaugurated. We, at that point, we really did understand enough about computer networking that we could have really involved the users of America, the people of America, as much more than just people you come to when you need campaign donations or you need votes. Then that was really why Obama's government fell apart. He wasn't able to stand up to the Republicans in Congress because he forgot to mobilize the people that were that put him in office. And we didn't just put him in office. I think you can hear this. I mean, it's very hard for all of us to speak with one voice. But you look for things like what happened in South Carolina as a very loud statement by of a statement, and I say this later in the thread, it's a statement of love. It's an extending a hand in friendship to all of us, not just to blacks. It's an offer to everybody. And, you know, I've just begun to learn. I listened to the 1619 podcast. It was a masterpiece. I haven't really dug into why people are objecting to it. I don't expect it's very pretty. I think it's probably really awful, because no matter what your quibble is with it, it shows you American history from a completely different point of view than we ever got, and a completely fucking valid point of view. I mean, I was born in 1955, and you know, I was raised during the 60s, which was a very liberal time in the United States, and they never told us about slavery and Reconstruction and Jim Crow from the point of view of black people. They had kind of a view from nowhere about it, but the view from, you know, this is one of Jay Rosen's ideas, a very important one, is that journalism tries to do it, and history pretends to do it, but it isn't doing it. It's doing something completely different. It's giving it to you from a point of view. So, on Saturday, the blacks, the African-Americans in South Carolina, who, that election, that primary, that's who's speaking, as it is in Alabama and Mississippi and North Carolina. When Louisiana votes, it'll be like that in Louisiana, Tennessee, probably Kentucky. I don't know. Learning. They said, yeah, we'll just go with Joe Biden. He was good enough for Barack Obama. Then he's okay with us. And I kind of like the fact that nobody will believe it if Biden stands up and says, yeah, they're all behind me 100%. This is all about me. I mean, they never say that. The politicians always say, oh, it's about you, blah, blah, blah. But you know that's not what they mean, right? I mean, when Bernie Sanders, if he ever says it's about you, I mean, I'm not sure those words ever come out of his mouth, but if they do, you know it's bullshit. This is not a person who really gives a shit. Honestly, doesn't give a fucking shit. He wants to be president, and that's it. There's no, I don't see any evidence, I don't see it in any of them, I don't see it in Biden either, for that matter, of any intent to follow through. But Biden might be able to, if we could manage to say this in some fashion, that, you know what, we'll get you to the White House, but in return, what we want to do is set up a system where there is, where you are beholden to us, and you get your power from us, and you keep coming back to the well as government proceeds, so that when Mitch McConnell, if he's still in charge of the Senate, God help us if he is, that you can come to us, or we can come to you and say, hey, look, this is not working. We need to change the way we're doing things here. Just the same way the blacks of South Carolina said to the Democratic nomination process, which is just one huge Ouija board. Bernie is full of shit when he says there's an establishment. I mean, anybody who believes that there's an establishment after what we've seen in the last few days really seriously needs to get whatever you need. You're not, fuck you. It's bullshit. There was nothing there. It was a mass thing that happened. It was incredible. So anyway, that's why I said later on in the thread that I just realized that Biden is the Grateful Dead of presidents. The Grateful Dead had no clue how they got to be the Grateful Dead. They made a big deal about how they had no idea. I mean, it killed Jerry Garcia that he had no desire to be that. I mean, you know, it's tempting, I guess. Whatever. I just watched a fantastic documentary on Amazon about the Grateful Dead, and they've been a big part of my life for my whole life, really, without me ever understanding why that was. And the documentary put it together really nicely, and it applies to this situation too. The Grateful Dead was a mass creation. It was a big fucking Ouija board. Garcia and the rest of them said this over and over, and they really did it. They meant it. Is that this is just chaos. This is just crazy bullshit. We're just up here playing music, and those people are, they like the music, and they're coming to hang out, and they like each other, and they've got their own shit they're doing, and God bless them, and we'll just continue playing music, you know? So Joe Biden could be like that. Joe Biden is in an amazing position right now. He got to where he is without having to sell himself out. Isn't that something? I mean, he had no money. He had no organization. He had no campaign. He didn't visit most of the states that he won last night. What the hell does that tell you? It tells you that government could be much better than it is. That this assumption that you need to have all these strings attached to you, corrupt strings attached to you. I mean, it's not corrupt to have your strings attached to the people that you represent. That's the Constitution. The Constitution says you're supposed to have those strings. Those are the legitimate strings. It's why when they say with, you know, great admiration that Bernie Sanders, because he just takes money from regular people, isn't beholden to anybody. And I heard that, I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course he's beholden. He's beholden to the people of America. If he wants to be president, let's start right there. If you don't get that you're beholden to us, you really flunked the test. You don't get to be president. I mean, that's the problem we have right now with the fucking president that we have. He didn't even divest. We don't even know who he is. We don't know, because money has a lot to do with who he is, right? We have no idea what's going on there. No, that's a big mistake. And there's no glory in saying you're not beholden to your constituents. You are beholden to them. And don't you ever fucking forget it. So that's Bernie. I just don't, you know what? I think this whole idea that Bernie comes out swinging, talking about the establishment on a day like today, I think that tells you everything you need to know. This is not what's going on. So, I don't know. It's a good day. Interesting day. We're all going to get sick. This is, you know, everything's going to hell. But at least for a moment, we're going in the right direction. So, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.